967. The title is John the Baptist Prepares the Way. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. "A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." This is the word of the Lord.
Where am I? How did I fall asleep in here? Yikes! So many people! It was just the most incredible, unbelievable night. I just couldn't believe it. It's such a story. I finally reached the age, you see, when I could start going to work with my dad. It was an all-night shift, you see, and his job was so important. If he didn't go to work, there could be big trouble. Not for him, but for those that he takes care of. Dad let me carry the lantern into the fields that night. And we met my uncles there, because they've got fields next door to ours. Now, Dad told me to guard the gate as he gathered the sheep into the fold. And the other shepherds said it had been a pretty normal day. They only had to rescue a couple of naughty sheep, Duncan and Elaine. Yeah, very naughty. They're always getting into bother. But we soon got the campfire going. And we all watched the sunset together while Dad told the same old jokes again. Anyway, I untied my bedroll, I laid down, staring up at the sky, watching all the stars come out. I had one last glance across the fields to check on the sheep. And all of a sudden, in a flash, the whole sky lit up in light. And the sky was just full of angels. I had to cover my eyes. I was terrified. I was hanging on to my dad, not knowing what was happening. And then one of the angels spoke. "Do not be afraid, for I bring good news." What? It was a bit late for that, wasn't it? Goodness me. I was so frightened. I was scared. I wanted to run away. I was just frozen to the spot. And I was still shaking when the whole host of angels, they spoke. "Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest." And the angels told us a story the most incredible story about how the Savior of the world had just been born in the town nearby. How the promised Messiah had come. And then, just as quickly as they appeared, whoosh, they were gone. But the night sky turned slowly back to normal, and all the stars were back in place. And as we let go of each other, Dad said, "Did that really happen? Did you just see what I saw? Did you?" And I said to my Uncle Jake, "Do you think it's true what the angel said?"
"Well, bruv, there's only one way to find out," said Uncle Jake. "So,
in a flash, we were off. This was no Mark Lambert Sunday afternoon stroll. No, this was a Raheem Sterling sprint. We were off. We were legging it. We were going for it big time. So we got to the town, out of breath. It was busy, people in the streets, such a hustle and bustle, street vendors, carts going back and forth. But there were no celebrations. How could this be? So I asked somebody, "Excuse me, sir. Do you know where I can find the Savior?" All I got was a dirty look back. So I asked someone else, excuse me, sir. Do you know where I can find the Savior that's just been born?" All I got back was, "What are you doing in our town, you scruffy little shepherd boy?" So I just stood there in the street, all confused. Did we do the right thing, leaving the sheep on their own and going into town? Then Uncle Jake looked over and he sees a star shining as bright as the moon down on this stable. And he knows, there it is, that's the place. So I tiptoed carefully over to the stable. And just as I was getting close, wham! I get hit with this barnyard smell. No, it can't be. I can't believe that the Savior of the world, the promised Messiah, the one that was going to save us, would be sitting in a nasty, foul, smelly stable. There had to be a mistake. So we stood in front of the door before finally deciding to go in. And as we opened the door to make our way in, we saw, just as the angels had said, saw the baby in a manger, wrapped in just strips of cloth. Now I knew. Now we all knew. It was true. We were in awe. You see, for a moment, there was no smell. There was no barn. There was no noise. And there were no animals. All there was this tiny little baby in a manger with all his glory. So with shaky knees, we dropped to the floor, and by the manger, we all began to worship the Savior. You see, when you're in the presence of holiness, there's only one thing you can do. That's worship. Worship. Anyway, when we left that place, that wasn't the end of the story. That was just the beginning. When we left, we went into the streets and we celebrated. Yes, we talked to everybody. I told everybody about Jake Baby arriving. The promised Messiah has come. We were spreading the joy. We're so happy. And so happy that the prophecy and the promise of God had happened right in front of our eyes. Jesus the Savior is here. Just like the angel said. So don't miss Jesus this Christmas. You know where he is now. He's here. Don't do Christmas without spending time with Jesus. My ancestors, they waited centuries for this to happen. But you and I don't have to anymore. My nan and granddad in heaven, they missed out on all this. They longed for and they prayed for this day to come. But you don't have to at all. In the same way that we dropped everything and left the fields to go and find Jesus, use this opportunity today to find Jesus for yourself. It's the most important thing you'll ever do. It's just a simple story about a simple birth, but one that has changed my life forever and the lives of all my family too. And it will do the same for you too when you find Jesus. So go on, find Jesus today. You'll be so glad you did. You can sit there, you know, can just watch another nativity scene go by. Or you can make this Christmas the Christmas that changes your life forever. Happy Christmas, everybody.